welcome to Studio 1776. I'm your host, Daniel Leach. I'm going to be joined tonight by Rexton Lotus Justice. We're going to be discussing a topic about the RNA and the new coronavirus vaccines and many other subjects that go along with it. We'll go ahead and just jump right into it. I'm actually going to put myself on hold. I'm going to listen here.
All right. Just a couple things. First off, everyone should realize that your constitution has been suspended by executive orders and oligarchs that none of you voted or elected, called doctors and this policy manual person here and this person in the CDC. None of these people are elected officials and have zero power to be edicting your inability to assemble freely as family and in religion. The ability to, one of your basic freedoms, even preserved after Reconstruction, was your ability to affect commerce and to contract. They've even suspended that with people saying you can't go to restaurants, you can't do this, you can't do that. Oh, unless you can of course buy stuff on Amazon. And so what you're basically being done is your freedom of religion's been suspended, your freedom to assemble's been suspended, your freedom to contract's been suspended, the freedom of due process has been suspended because they've been basically now put all the courts on hold, saying that they have the ability to deny people a speedy trial, particularly in Ohio. I know that's a fact. That they think that they can deny people speedy trials and keep people indefinitely detained without any trials at all under the coronavirus edicts. So your entire constitution has been suspended by oligarchs and unelected officials, folks. And you all are sitting on it and allowing it to happen. And yet, for some reason, they think that it's important now that the clauses of the constitution concerning the Electoral College, which is not what they're following anyway, the Constitutional Electoral College are not following, that's a mandate, and so is January 20th. So explain to me why all the amendments and due process and all the basic commerce clause has been suspended for every American in this country, every United States citizen, however you want to categorize yourself, but it's imperative that the Electoral College being modified, it's been modified by judicial edict in most cases here, and the January 20th is going to be complied with, or we have to fix those. Those are fixed things. So what they've done is they've cooed your government. They have completely cooed your Republican form of government, folks. Your republic is gone. It's trash right now, and you're sitting on it. Well, here's the fact of my case. We have a little green card return slip from the White House, the Office of the President of the United States, that in mid-September, we have proof that he and the Joint Chiefs of Staff received what's called a writ of assistance, where I told them that there was a coup in the government and reiterated in an 8-page exhibit all of the things that I had proved that there was a coup going on in this government by the bar union and the doctors and the titles of nobility and these oligarchs that have thrown us into this criminal, unconstitutional Fifth International piracy jurisdiction, where they're stealing people's property and children. They've been noticed about that. And I invoked Article 4, Section 4, and made them culpable under misprison of felony, Title 18, Subsection 4, that if they didn't do something to correct the course of this country, they are culpable in sedition and treason. So I now have in cachet evidence that Donald J. Trump's White House, the Office of the President of the United States, was noticed of his obligation under Article 4, Section 4, to correct the course of this republic coup. So let's hope that what he has done has set into action the military observing the coup, and they're trying to basically sting them with what has happened. But if your Republican form of government doesn't get corrected, you do have a bad cop, good cop, but they're both just cops kind of scenario between Biden and Trump. And you do have a military coup because they have been noticed and have been delivered what is called a writ of assistance, which is a common law writ which mandates them under Article 4, Section 4 to preserve the Republican form of government. And I have U.S. Postal Mail in cachette proof that they were served that. I actually have the green card return slip from the White House itself. So Donald Trump's on the hook right now for the preservation of the republic. But right now, your republic's trash. You don't have one, folks. You don't have one. And now they're starting to express and tell you in the news directly what this immunization is. And you know what it is? It's an RNA transcriptase immunization. You know what that means? they're inserting their little genetic code into your DNA, and it's going to modify your DNA. They are admitting that this immunization, where in the state of Ohio, with 7 million people, they've only had 7,000 deaths, that's less than 0.004% death rate. They want to modify your DNA and have shut down your republic in the state of Ohio and suspended the Constitution, due process of law, and the right to a speedy trial and the right to assemble and all these other things for 7,000 deaths out of 7 million in a state. Nationally, you have 280,000 deaths out of a country with 150 million people. 150 million people have had their constitution suspended for 250,000 deaths. If you all take this immunization, you are dumber than dirt, and you deserve everything that comes from your vacated republic. You have been cooed, people. You are in the middle of a coup, and you are sitting on your asses wearing masks, afraid like the people in 1984, falling prey to propaganda and lies from a controlled, quote, press and a controlled media. You are in the throes of a coup, and your republic is dying. It is dying. So you all better get off your butt and start understanding what's really going on here. But the facts that lay on the table now in the case that I've brought and in the facts of law is Donald Trump and the Joint Chiefs of Staff have been noticed of their mandate, and we have proof that they've been noticed of their mandate under Article 4 and Section 4 to protect the Republican form of government. So if it falls, folks, little Trumpster was not your man that you thought he was. So let's hope, and don't sit there and rely on these folks to fix it, because if they don't fix it in the next couple weeks, then you all are screwed, and you get to pick up your guns and protect your own families after you've already vacated your rights willfully for the last 8 months. Well, as Benjamin Franklin said, those that give up their liberty and or substantial rights for a little safety and security deserve neither. Neither. So what are you going to do, folks? What are you going to do? But this they are admitting now that this immunization is a reverse transcriptase DNA-modifying immunization. They're going to modify your DNA so you can't get the common cold that they tried to militarize that has only killed 250,000 people nationally in a country of 150 or more million people. Come on, folks. Wake up. Wake up. This has nothing to do with a mass hysteria, it's going to kill everybody, disease that's going to just wipe the world. It has only killed 280,000 people nationally. Let me tell you something. There's no provision in the Constitution for the suspension of the Constitution at all, not in times of war, not even times of, let's say, there really was a pandemic. There is no provision in the Constitution for the suspension of the Constitution or the due process or the right to a speedy trial or the right to assemble or the right to have commerce freely. None of that's in this. They cannot do what they're doing, and yet you have let them do it. You are letting them do it. So congratulations on being a nation that has succumbed to fear, propaganda, and demagoguery, and you're and have allowed your constitution to be suspended in the hopes that a man named Trump does what he's supposed to do. Let's hope he really does do that, because if not, you are the Fourth Reich. You now are all going to be little Fourth Reich minions, and you've screwed everybody else in the world by sitting on your asses by letting the only Republican form of government where the people actually have the Second Amendment and free speech and all these rights written. You have allowed your country to be laid vacant, and guess what happens after this country falls? The world falls, folks. The world. So get up off your asses and start standing up for your rights and start demanding that the Republican form of government be reinstated, not in 3 months, not in 6 months, now. Now, because you're not going to have one here soon if you wait. You're not going to have one. And they're going to mandate that you go get your DNA modified. And then what, Daniel? Isn't that right, Daniel? Then you'll be a patented human. You'll have a patent in you. and they can claim you. Well, here's the beauty of my case. In my case, I've proven that the people own all the patents, so they're kind of screwing themselves there. Doesn't matter. Do you want your DNA modified for an imaginary disease that's only killed 280,000 people? I'm sorry, but I'm thinking that probably nationally, drug addiction's probably up there, you know, between drug addictions and violent crime and rape and murder. I'm going to say we probably have close to 250,000 people die of that every year. I'm going to say that there are a lot of other things. I'm going to think flu before they made up this coronavirus. Now you don't hear about the deaths of flu, but the flu deaths per year were pretty high up there. But think about it. You have lost your Republican form of government for 280,000 deaths, folks, in 8 months. In 8 months or the year, whatever, not, I think it's coming up on 8 months, 280,000 deaths have mandated that 150 million people have lost their constitutional substantial rights. Bravo, Americans, bravo. Bravo. That's called giving up your liberty for safety and security. That's what it's called. So I don't know what else to say, Daniel. You got anything you want to add in there? I mean, this is not a fun time, folks, and you are about to lose your country. You got something to say, Daniel?
Actually, you are absolutely correct on the RNA changing and being a patented individual, you'll become the property of, we don't exactly know who yet.
Oh, Merck, Pfizer, you know, the people who give you all the drugs that all the people are OD'ing on, you know, the fentanyl,
right,
the opioids.
You'll be part
of that.
I'm sure of it. Probably Bill Gates.
Again, the people own all the patents. But it's not even about being a patented individual. What is the DNA modification going to do to you? This has never happened in the history of the world where they're going to try to tell people that 70% of Americans have to accept the vaccination before we will give them back their substantial rights, before we can let the masks go away. You know what the mask is for? Silence. Silence is consent. Every one of you that wears a mask as an officer of the law, as an instrument of the color of the law, are violating the Libra Code. It's a crime that you're wearing your mask. I don't care if they order you to do it or not. You're not supposed to follow unlawful orders. So every cop, every sheriff, every elected official that is wearing a mask is violating the law. That's a prima facie fact of law. Everyone who is not of an ins lege state or a color of law person wearing a mask has willfully allowed themselves to be silenced and shut up. Well, silence is consent. So that mask is a reminder of you, every time you see yourself in it, of how you have forsaken your rights. Silence is consent. Tacit procuration. So there's symbolism here, folks. And they don't have to. What I was talking to people about the other day is international news is vacant. You don't even hear about the rest of the world. You know why? They don't want you to know what's going on. You literally, if you all haven't read the book or watched the movie, if you don't want to read, you're not into that, you like movies, go watch the movie 1984 about how it's an insular, totalitarian, despotism government where the protagonist in the movie is a guy who is a censor of the news coming into the country, where they manipulate the news to let the people inside the country think they're at war when they're not at war, so they can manipulate them into behaving certain ways. Sound familiar? This is literally a paper civil war, a paper civil war. And what they're trying to do is bankrupt the middle class and the small independent business owners. So all you have left is this bourgeois proletariat Bolshevik revolution of these democratic socialists who are stupid, childish fascists who don't know any better. And half of them are children of literally fascists. Children who were raised in this country, born in this country, of people who came here after World War II to undermine your government and raise their children under your noses. That's what the Occupy movement was. It was run by a bunch of people whose parents were Bolshevik, fascist, communists who raised their children in this country, were born in this country, and planned to insert their children into positions of power and authority. That's what Occupy was started by, folks. I saw it. I heard it. We had Russian-speaking people in the Occupy movement that were born in this country trying to undermine your government with the Bolshevik Revolution. So you've got the Bolshevik Revolution, Democratic Socialist Antifa, and you've got the megacorps of Amazon and Google and this and Twitter, who are the megacorps and the mega international megacorps, and they're trying to completely rout the middle of your nation. So there's just
absolutely
the haves and the Bolsheviks.
I definitely have something to add to that. Back during the Occupy movement, I actually wrote an article in a blog, and I think I was one of the first people to actually find this and start posting it. Red Flag News, they used to write articles, and they actually, in their articles, talked about a Bolshevik pipe revolution, a bloody revolution that was in the Occupy movement. These were the people
Absolutely.
That were, like, straight up communists. Were,
absolutely they were.
Yeah.
Absolutely
so
they were.
If people want to go and, if they want to go onto my website, Anti-Deep State Party, they could look that article up. All they got to do is go on Anti-Deep State Party and look up the Occupy movement and Red Flag News, and that will come up in the search term. And it will show absolutely proof.
Right, can I get one more round? No, I have to do it right now. Okay. I got to go, Daniel. But, yeah, that's all that was, folks. That's all that was. You guys got to get off your butts. I got to go. They're going to put me up. You guys have a good night, but you're about ready to lose your country. That's what I'm going to tell you. I'll talk to you guys soon. Namaste.
All right. Have a good night. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for using GTL.